claims. What an order. I can't go through with it. Do not be discouraged. No one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. We are not saints. The point is that we are willing to grow along spiritual lines. Principles we have set down in regards to progress, we claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. Our description of the alcoholic, the challenge to the agnostic, and our personal adventures before and after make clear three pertinent ideas. A, that we were alcoholic and could not manage our own lives. B, that probably no human power could have relieved our alcoholism. And C, that God can do it if we were sought.
Thanks, Barb. Before we begin, are there any burning desires that need to be briefly shared right now? That means you might drink, drug, hurt yourself, someone else? Okay. If at some point you decide that that's the case here in this meeting, which I hope I don't trigger anybody off like that, it's an AA meeting, let me know. So today is a step series where you get to hear from me again about my experience doing the steps. And I mostly focus on the first time that I went through the steps with my sponsor. I prayed about this. I read about this. You know, read in the big book. Read in the 12 and 12. And of course, when you work with sponsees, then you get to have that experience again, because I'm doing this, I get to look at it again. So I get the benefits of that again. So I know we have some visitors here and some people early or maybe just coming back. We got to step five. First, I'm going to talk about what happens before we got to step five. Okay. So I dragged my feet every step of the way. I did not want to come here. People told me to come here. My doctor told me to come here. My boss told me to come here. The shrink told me to come here. Everybody told me to come here. I didn't want to come here. I thought you guys were, you know, people under the bridge or something. I didn't know who you were. So I came in here, and then I had to be, like, you know, willing to believe. And I wasn't really willing to believe at first because war, because of child abuse, because of molestation, because of abandonment. So I didn't want to believe in that either. Fortunately for me, I had a loving sponsor who led me every step of the way through the literature, through the big book, through the 12 and 12, and also I used Came to Believe in step two. For step three, I turned my will over to doing the rest of the steps. Four, I told you guys last week, I was like, yes, it's on, resentments, get me the big book, get me the fat pen. Let's go to town. Resentments, fears, yes. So I'm going to just touch on a little bit of that before we get right into step five. I think I am anyway. I have all these things marked. So when we're talking about step four, this to me, and I haven't had one of these, but you guys can tell me if this is true or not. It sounds kind of like a colonoscopy. We pocket our pride and go to it, illuminating every twist of character, every dark cranny of the past. Right? So we're just like scoping out everything. And we have to do that, you know, through the writing. Once we have taken this step, withholding nothing, we are delighted. We can look the world in the eye. We can be alone at perfect peace and ease. Our fears fall from us. We begin to feel the nearness of our Creator. We may have had certain spiritual beliefs, but now we begin to have a spiritual experience. The feeling that the drink problem has disappeared will often come strongly. We feel we are on a broad highway, walking hand in hand with the Spirit of the universe. It's a pretty good result, right? That's pretty remarkable. For me, the day that I did my fifth step was one of the best days of my life. It was freaking awesome. Why? I'm going to tell you why in their words rather than mine. So, I think you guys already know this, because you guys are a pretty sharp bunch, the grown-ups. So alcoholics are tortured by loneliness. Tortured. Tortured. So I remember before I came in here, I was drinking in some scumbag bar with whoever would, like, you know, be in my vicinity, whoever was willing to, like, you know, be that close and listen to me bitching about how shitty my job was and how it not, none of it was fair and all that. Like, what a good time, Sally, right? How much fun was that? No offense, man. So my friends were like whoever was willing to put up with me and behave as I behaved. Then I would go home and drink until I passed out, usually watching Leaving Las Vegas and crying myself to sleep, because I was probably going to drink myself to death. That was a lonely affair. When I came to AA and I met some other people who said, you know, yeah, we drank like you drank and we hung out in scumbag bars and our wives are mad and our husbands are mad and our bosses are mad and everyone's mad at us and maybe we have a piece of paper from the judge. I started to have a sense of community. I started to feel like maybe I wasn't just a freak of nature and, you know, that there were other people like me. There was always that mysterious barrier we could neither surmount nor understand. There's a part that talks about, he is under constant fear and tension. That makes for more drinking, right? If you're in fear and you're tense and you're nervous and you're anxious and you don't feel right in the world, you know what seems like a pretty freaking good idea? Have a drink. Have a couple. Maybe have a pill. Maybe try some other stuff. For me personally, well, you guys already know what I did. We'll get to that later. I drank so much that, you know, I ended up going home with guys I didn't necessarily like. Went home with girls I didn't necessarily like. Stole vehicles. Me, right? I look like, I give off this persona, exactly, right? Like, oh, you know, prim and proper and whatever. That's just a bunch of bullshit. So when we get into step five, that talks about true kinship with God and man. So I had another human being that I could trust enough to tell everything. I didn't even tell you guys everything. There's more. You're not going to know about that. We already got into that. But why do we do step five? Why would we do step five? Why would I want to tell somebody what a scumbag I was, the sins I committed, the crimes I committed, the terrible things I did? Why would I do that? Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to make myself look bad? Why would I want to open myself up? The world is a dangerous place. Why would I do that? We are engaged upon a life and death errand. That's the only reason why. To save my own ass. Exactly why. That's why I would do it. Because somebody told me, you're a sick person. You can stay sick as long as you want, or you can get better as fast as you want. And by the way, if you get well, you can help other people get well. You can carry the message to somebody else. You can be the person that gets to go through this process with somebody else. And by the way, you should do that because you've been taking up a lot of space on this earth. It's like it's time for you to give back. So, and for me, it's really important for me to remember that because sometimes I still have, you know, faulty thinking, rationalize, I feel put upon, I have responsibilities, I forget things like, I stole a car. I actually, that night, stole two freaking cars. We ran out of gas, and we went and stole another one. That's how brilliant we were. The friend that I did that with was a guy that I went to high school with. He's now dead. He's in the ground. He never got this program. Never. Never had a chance. He came in, like, dabbled in a couple meetings, left. Me and another friend tried to 12-step call him. He wouldn't have it. He's dead. He overdosed. Me, I get to walk around in fresh air, and I have, you know, I live in a home, have a business. Life is good. I could be in jail. You guys know some of the nonsense I've done. It's just because I didn't get caught. It is from twisted relations with family, friends, and society at large that many of us have suffered the most. We have been especially stupid and stubborn about them. The primary fact that we fail to recognize is our total inability to form a true partnership with another human being. We have not once sought to be one in a family, to be a friend among friends, to be a worker among workers, to be a useful member of society. Always we try to struggle to the top of the heap or to hide underneath it. This self-centered behavior blocked a partnership relation with any one of those about us. Of true brotherhood, we had small comprehension. So that to me like just sums it up, exactly what I was just saying, right? I told myself, like, it's my family's fault that I'm not a good daughter, sister. I told myself it's my employer's fault that I'm slack or I'm late or I don't want to pull my own weight or I need to be a supervisor or nothing, right? I'm not trying to be unequal. I'm trying to dominate everybody or hide underneath and kind of like get by, you know, like kind of be like a drag. So how do we get through all that? Well, we do a very thorough inventory on step 4, and then we make an appointment with our sponsors, and we get it all out. For me, it was an all-day affair. For me, my sponsor was able to help me a little bit in that... I would be a little ashamed about some stuff I did or some things that happened. Now, my sponsor was a guy. Still is a guy. And some people are going to have an issue with that, and if you do, you can pray for both of us and talk to your own sponsor about it. And we appreciate that. I looked high, and that's part of the reason why I was really encouraged to do the steps, because at that point, there was, like, not a lot of women available. The ones that were very busy and, you know, had a full plate. We searched probably a dozen people of, like, hey, you know, can you help this girl? Can you sponsor this girl? Can you hear her fifth step? He talked to his sponsor, and his sponsor told him, you don't have a right to let her die. You just don't. Like, the fact that she's not your gender, don't worry about it. If you look at things from a motive point of view, it can clear up a lot of stuff for you, at least for me. Sometimes I can even do the right thing with the wrong motive. I can get all selfish and chasing the money or, you know, trying to control the boyfriend or whatever, and I might have a good way of doing it, but my motive is selfish and conniving or defective in some manner. He looked at his motive. I looked at my motive. Later on, I went through AWOL with a women's group, so I did have that, you know, experience with other women. I happened to do it with a guy, and he had some of those very same experiences as I did. In the literature, it talks a lot about about selecting who to choose, whether it's a, you know, it, basically the bottom line is this. Choose somebody you trust with your deepest, darkest secrets, with the worst things that you've ever done, because you want to be thorough, right? You want to get, you want to illuminate, you want to shed the sunlight on that. It's almost like when you hit light into darkness, you don't have darkness anymore. And you got to do that with everything for your own benefit. So, you know, I told him I had resentments about being molested. And guess what? He was molested as a little kid too. It's just like way too common. That particular thing is just way, like that happens in our society way too much. It's ridiculous. So, and as I shared a little bit of stuff, he would share a little bit of stuff. And I would say, and I did this. And he would say, and I did something sort of like this. So it wasn't like, it was like when you see people and you have no idea what's really going on with them, you don't know what their life is. You know, they have they look like they got it all going on, maybe. And some people really work hard to put that front up. Maybe they look like they got it all put together, and inside you don't know that, you know, their bank account, you know, they're filing bankruptcy, and the dog just died, and the kid's failing in school. Like, you don't know all that part. You have no idea what's going on with another human being. So this kinship with another person, first of all, I just told you how my mind works, right? I can tell myself nonsense and believe it. But if there's another person there, and I can say, Nina, I did this, and Nina will be like, yeah, I did blah, blah. And we kind of get it. We really, together, we find the truth. We ask God in, of course, and it's a marvelous thing. It's a wonderful thing. We followed the instructions in the book. When I was done with that, I felt like I unloaded like 5 big boulders off my back. It was freaking amazing. And I've gone to shrinks and other, you know, I've gotten outside help as well. So it wasn't like my first confession with anyone. Man, it was just a beautiful freaking day. I went out. We did this at my house. And then I went out for a walk around the park. And I felt like it was like a brand new day. Like I had been reborn, for example. It was the sun. It was like a beautiful afternoon. The sun was like shining golden down. I'm walking around and I'm like, I feel like I'm walking on clouds. I feel like a human being, you know. I feel like at ease in the world. I feel fine. I'm walking around by myself, like just thinking about God, and it's freaking awesome. It's awesome to have unloaded that with another trusted friend who said, oh, you felt like that? Me too. You've been through that? Yeah, I did too. You did that? Oh, I did some of that too. And just have it be like, and nobody's saying like, yeah, that's great that you did that. They're just saying, I understand. I did that too. You know, I did the same thing. I felt that way. And to have that, when you're a person that's tortured by loneliness and nobody wants to hang around with you and nobody wants to hear your whining, moaning nonsense, it's an amazing thing. It's a life-changing thing. And they talk about it as if it's life and death. I think I'm actually going to stop there because that's about it. Thank you, guys. So we're going to pause and pass the baskets in accordance with the seventh tradition. Oh, who's got to say?